The markets closed way up today as data coming out of the U.S. and China looked good. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the first day of April. Thanks, everybody, for being here with us. And no, that's no April Fools. Also today, you want to know who's stashing billions in cash? We'll tell all. Remember when we told you gas prices would bump up to at least $3 a gallon? Hang on. We think it's coming. Whole Foods is going to cut prices. Last week, Lyft was the darling of Wall Street. Today, not so much. On Friday, we learned that United Healthcare was leaving the for-profit Medicaid program in Iowa, and we're told it was about transparency. Today, the insurance company said, not true. The Iowa Business Council has an upbeat report. AARP Iowa is flexing their muscle, and Laura Kennard is in to talk about business. But first, let's check the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. April Fools, no, we're not going to do that to you. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, the markets had a great day today, in part because of some data coming out of China. The Dow closed up a whopping 329 points to close above 26,000 for the first time since last month. The data? Well, both U.S. and China manufacturing data were up, and there is renewed optimism regarding the trade talks that ended on Friday. But, and you knew there would be one, we are still quite a ways from any trade deal. But investors today were having none of that. I will have all the numbers for you later in the newscast. According to Federal Reserve data released last week, America's wealthiest households are stashing their cash at record levels. So how much? Well, the top 1% have three times more in readily available cash than the bottom half of the population, with holdings jumping from less than $15 billion shortly before the last recession to, get this, a record $304 billion at the end of last year. By contrast, while holdings for the bottom 50% of households surged almost tenfold since the pre-recession low, they've increased at a much slower pace than the wealthiest cohort. Oil prices surged again today, and that will mean higher fuel prices in the near future. So why did oil go up? Well, better than expected global economic outlook and tighter supplies than a year ago. West Texas Intermediate crude shot up by $1.57 today to end at $61.71 a barrel. Amazon.com is planning to cut prices on hundreds of items at Whole Foods stores this week as the e-commerce giant seeks to change the chain's high-cost image amid intense competition among grocers. Prices on more than 500 items, with more being added, are set to drop at Whole Foods stores across the United States on Wednesday. The cuts are some of the broadest since Amazon bought Whole Foods for nearly $14 billion in 2017. And all of the products, well, they say it spans almost everything in the supermarket. The e-commerce giant has tried to extend its own reputation for low prices and convenience to Whole Foods to counter a sense among some consumers that shopping there required, yeah, you got it, a whole paycheck. In its second day of trading shares of Lyft, well, Lyft tumbled today below their IPO target. Shares lost nearly 12% to end the day at $69.01, erasing all the gains from its highly anticipated Wall Street debut on Friday. The company initially saw shares spike by more than 20% over the IPO price on Friday as traders flocked to buy up shares from the first ride-hailing company to go public. Lyft's Wall Street debut is seen as a bellwether for the long list of billion-dollar tech startups expected to go public later this year, including Pinterest, Slack, Postmates, and, yeah, Uber. On Friday, we learned that United Healthcare was leaving the for-profit insurance market in Iowa as it pertains to Medicaid. And we were told it was because the company did not wish to be accountable for its quality of service. Well, today the company pushed back and denied that allegation and said the real reason the company is leaving is because of underfunding and the inability to create a path forward with sustainable funding. United Healthcare said it already lost more than $250 million in Iowa since the state made the controversial shift to private Medicaid management in 2016. The company stood to lose another $150 million in the next fiscal year under terms the state was insisting on. In addition, United Healthcare said it objected to the way Iowa plans to reassign members in July when a new Medicaid management company is slated to join the market. Today, the Iowa Business Council released its quarterly economic outlook survey and said its members continue to express economic optimism, but challenges remain in attracting and retaining a quality workforce. That has been a consistent theme throughout the past year for the IBC members, with nearly 70% of those members citing either engineering, IT, or healthcare as key job positions they are unable or struggling to fill within the state. Also, the Iowa Business Council will hold its first of four Vision to Vitality forums. It's going to be tomorrow between 4 and 5:30 in the evening at Iowa Valley Continuing Education in Marshalltown. This year, the series is going to focus on the need to increase and diversify our population and will center around the theme, quote, growing a strong, diverse community, end quote. Meanwhile, IBC members remain optimistic overall about the economy. Nearly 80% of those members anticipate higher sales in the next 6 months, and the majority expect their company's employment to increase. Well, it was a good day on Wall Street as the Dow jumped 329 points, closing above 26,000 for the first time since February 26th, on the strength of United Technologies, Caterpillar, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The S&P 500 climbed 1.1% to close at 2867 as the financials sector outperformed. The NASDAQ ended 1.3% higher at 7828 on gains from Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet. Bank stocks rose broadly. Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase all closed at least 2.5% higher on the day's trade. U.S. manufacturing activity expanded last month, rebounding from its lowest level since late 2016, and that according to data from the Institute for Supply Management. Also, news out of China says that manufacturing there was brisk and above estimates. And finally, investors are hopeful for positive news in the U.S.-China trade talks that did end on Friday, yet little has been said to this point. Gold was off $6.40 to end the day at $1,292.10 an ounce. Like we said earlier, oil shot up today, gaining big time, and now trading at $61.75 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note was up, paying 2.5%. When we come back, Brad Anderson is the state director for AARP Iowa. He's going to join me to talk about how they are flexing the muscle of this 370,000 member organization. And they're about to tackle some big chores. It's coming up next on the Business News Hour.